AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, I'm joined in studio by Professor Katrina Ryan, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatologists. Katrina, good morning and welcome.
Morning, Pat.
As soon as we mention you're coming in, the calls flood in. So let's deal with some of them. My daughter, 16, has always suffered with eczema. For the past 2 months, she's had flare-ups on her face, specifically around her eyelids and the skin around her eyes. She does wear a small amount of makeup, but did try to stop wearing it for a few weeks. It didn't clear up. Her eyes can at times be dry and itchy with it. We've tried eye drops, but they make her eyes worse. We've tried eye creams, even steroid cream around the eye. Nothing really helps. Any suggestions for something else to try?
So obviously I'd have to see the patient to make sure that it is eczema. But we see that this all the time this time of year. I often say to my patients, when the clocks go forward, your eczema is going to come out. And seborrheic dermatitis, that's the dandruff we talk about here sometimes. And that's because everything becomes drier. You know, with the climate, eczema often fluctuates. So the central heating being on, the dry coldness outside, the elements can really affect your eczema as well, especially if the face is always exposed. So one of the biggest things is to try and really moisturize, especially things that contain ceramides, glycerin, ectoine. Great one for around the eyes is pure old Vaseline. You hear me talking about Vaseline all the time. Petroleum jelly. And then sometimes people can be allergic to what they're doing. And it's rarely makeup, actually. It's often things that are going on their face or even their hair. So when somebody has a shampoo allergy, because their scalp is so thick, you often don't see anything on the hair. You see it around the eyes and the sides of the neck.
Okay.
So maybe she needs to go for patch testing for things that may be touching her skin that she's allergic to, even things that touch her hands. You know, we touch our faces about thousands of times a day. So things that your hands are coming in contact to, the delicate skin around the eyes can
and
show that.
People are always rubbing their eyes. And particularly if they're itchy anyway, she's going to be rubbing them even more.
Absolutely. And eye drops can make it worse.
But the thing about moisturising, I mean, people might think, I don't want to be, if I've got a problem on my face, I don't want to add, if you'll pardon the phrase, gunk to my face.
Yeah.
But it actually would work.
Absolutely, especially if you make sure it's bland gunk. So fragrance free and ceramide containing. And really, really important to replenish that lipid barrier in your skin.
I'm a 48-year-old male. My scalp and face have recently broken out in a very aggressive itch. The problem is it doesn't show up as a rash. Tried all sorts of creams and lotions, but to no avail. Do I need to see a dermatologist? So it's broken out in a very aggressive itch, but no sign of a rash, like no visible sign of anything wrong.
Yeah, and we see that from time to time in dermatology. And it's sometimes, now obviously again, I'd have to see the patient, he mightn't see anything and then we look at him and go, oh my God, you're covered in dandruff or there's something else causing it. What we often see is full body itch. And there can be lots of things causing that. And we usually do a blood profile. But often it's a type of sort of hives that you don't see the actual hives. It's something we call dermatographism. You'll often see that you can make marks on your skin very easily if you rub it. And antihistamines are usually used for that condition. But again, I do think this patient needs to go and see his GP to begin with and be sent to a dermatologist if the GP can't work it out.
Can you ask Katrina about ingrowing hairs on the bikini line, please? The girl is 17. Can you recommend a hair removal treatment going forward? She has very strong regrowth.
This is such a common problem usually it's women because they're trying to remove hair when they get ingrown hairs. And waxing and other types of hair removal, what happens is the hair follicles pulled out and then the new one starts to grow out and it tries to tunnel through skin and causes bumps and acne type lesions as well. And often they'll go squeezing them and other things like that. The simple answer is laser hair removal. It's really, really effective and it's particularly good in people who have very dark hair, because that's the target of the laser. So I'd say if the patient can, or the parents can afford it, a course of laser hair removal can make a huge difference to the bikini line, and if there's a similar problem under the arms.
Is there any way to cure Glover's disease? That's from Richard.
I think Richard probably means Grover's disease, and that's a sort of a pimply rash that you get in the chest and tummy. And the short answer is not really. It comes and goes, but it's very easily treated, typically with steroids.
So you treat the symptoms, but it will come back.
Yeah, and it's sort of a seasonal thing as well, and it's nothing to be worried about.
How effective is collagen powder for the skin?
So I think this person means collagen supplementation, oral collagen that you add to water, or it can be taken as a liquid shot. Really good evidence at this stage, Pat. Three different meta-analyses have shown that within 4 weeks it makes a big difference to your skin hydration and elasticity. 12 weeks to get your full results. So actually, something I was quite cynical about years ago, marine collagen is the type you're trying to use for your skin, and 5 grams a day. We have a supplement coming out actually next year that contains collagen, because you know we see the benefit of it, and the research is great.
My 9-year-old daughter has lots of little bumps and pimples on her upper arms. By the way, she swims 4 times a week. Could that be related?
No. So what this sounds like is keratosis pilaris, really, really common. So those little red, bumpy, horny areas on the upper arms, often on the thighs, and sometimes in kids you see a little bit of on the cheeks as well. Typically, either the mum or dad has it. If, you know, it's a genetic variation. It's not a disease. It's just a sort of variant. But those patients are often drier. It's the genetic variant. It makes them more prone to eczema and things like that. So the swimming may be making them drier, so you see the red bumps a little bit more. But it's absolutely nothing to worry about. And if you can get a moisturiser that contains lactic acid, and one I like that you can get online is called Ameliorate Transforming Body Lotion, that can make a huge difference if the appearance is distressing the girl. I'd say that's just distressing the mum here.
Now, two questions about blackheads. I'm a 20-year-old woman, always have had straight line of pores that look like blackheads on my nose. I've tried everything. They never go away. What would you recommend I do? Another one, my 8-year-old has several large blackheads on her nose and chin. Should I bring her to a specialist?
So the
one is a 20-year-old, okay. The other is an 8-year-old.
So for the 20-year-old, I think very simple measures can really help. One would be using a toner. My favourite one is the Elta toner, because it doesn't dry out the skin, but it chemically exfoliates that sort of dead skin and debris that's in those pores. And then try always to use a retinoid. That makes a big difference when it comes to improving the turnover of the skin there as well. Don't squeeze them. You know, you can cause damage to and then sort of enlarge your pores. For the 8-year-olds, this doesn't sound like anything serious. I don't think that this patient needs to go to a dermatologist. Using a mild cleanser with a salicylic acid in it could be very effective there.
Now, this is an extraordinary one. Does root canal treated teeth, can that cause skin problems?
Not that I've ever heard of.
Should not be related in any way.
No. What we sometimes see is when people have fillings, amalgams, they can become sensitized and get an allergic reaction to that, but not normal root canal.
My son has an ongoing problem with acne. At the moment, he's on low-dose antibiotics prescribed for a 6-month period. Is this safe? He's been taking them for a month, but no great improvement visible yet.
So it takes typically about 6 weeks to see an improvement. So hopefully her son will improve. I don't like patients doing antibiotics for more than 6 months total. If they haven't cleared or recurs quickly, especially if they have any evidence of scarring, it's time to move on to the next step. And that's typically isotretinoin or Roaccutane, as we know it.
My daughter suddenly got what seemed to be progesterone hypersensitivity with livid patches, very painful on her face for the first couple of days of her cycle. It stopped after about 7 months. She went to a dermatologist but was unable to help. My daughter is worried as she doesn't know why it started, why it stopped, and whether it can recur.
Now, I'm not sure how this patient got the diagnosis, but it would be very unusual to see progesterone dermatitis on the face alone. So I think the first thing is to make sure that that's what it is.
Yeah.
And if it's gone away and the patient's still menstruating, again, it points to it not being the reason.
Can you ask about seb dermatitis? What is best to exfoliate Dead skin.
Ah, okay. Never exfoliated is the answer.
Really?
So, seborrheic dermatitis is our fancy name for dandruff. And one of the things we see with seborrheic dermatitis, it's called the Koebner phenomenon. If you aggravate it, irritate it, scratch it, scrape it, it grows like wildfire, same as psoriasis. Okay. So the simple answer is
leave it
absolutely
alone.
Don't. No, well, you can use other ways to get rid of it, especially preparations containing salicylic acid. So steroid applications with salicylic acid. A great thing to use is an anti-yeast shampoo. It isn't a yeast infection. It's just our skin reacting atypically to normal yeast. So things like ketoconazole, you'll see that in Nice oral shampoo, you can get that over the counter. Using that as a preventer as well makes a huge difference. Don't scratch it though.
And a final one for the moment. My husband has folliculitis he got from a hot tub years ago. It flares up constantly and more so when he's stressed. Other than oral antibiotics, is there any other treatment that you might recommend?
So I wouldn't say he has any infection, especially years later. I'd say he's a man who's prone to folliculitis. This is a really common issue for men, especially if they have sweaty, clammy skin. You know, our natural skin bacteria and thrive in those warm, clammy environments. So I think one of the things to do is try to make sure that he's, you know, I'm sure he's showering, but showering straight away after exercise, not going home from the gym and hanging around, whatever else, getting straight into the shower. There's a great body wash called CLN body wash, and that decolonizes the skin of yeast, bacteria, without breeding any antibiotic resistance, because that's something we're always trying to avoid. And sometimes he'll need the antibiotics to calm it down. We're often using those antibiotics more for an anti-inflammatory action. The other thing he can be using, because, you know, that the yeast that thrives in those warm conditions, is using the shampoo I just talked about, ketoconazole shampoo. You usually see it as the brand name Nice Oral in pharmacies. And using that almost as a shower gel a couple of times a week can help too.
Katrina, thank you very much for joining us and answering all of those questions. Professor Katrina Rand, consultant dermatologist with the Institute of Dermatology.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.